You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
In this episode, we ask if one can be proud to be humble.
Hi, it's Gordon here. Today I want to share some reflections about a particular phrase that came to my mind when I was doing something completely different. The phrase is proud to be humble. If I would come and tell you, look, I'm proud to be humble, would you believe me? Would that give me a certain degree of credibility? In a way, we are proud and humble during our lifetimes. We may be proud of our faith, may be proud of our career, may be proud of our children, or those who have children. Indeed, we may be proud of many things. And there is nothing wrong with that kind of pride, I think, if you believe in good morals and what you consider to be positive things, or you did perform positive actions in your life, then very well, you should be proud of these achievements. So, in a way, pride itself is not something static, but is relative to the context, relative to how far it goes. So, being proud is not necessarily a bad thing. It becomes rather negative or bad when pride itself becomes the most important issue, the most important thing of your life. And this would drive people to be so proud of their religion that they practice in their daily life, they practice things that go against the tradition. For example, someone who says he's a good Christian, or I'm using Christianity because perhaps I've been brought in a Catholic background, so I know something about Christianity. You find a Christian who says that he is a good Catholic, in this case, that he or she practices in the faith and really loves Jesus, and then he expresses certain views that reveal otherwise. For example, speech that is motivated is inspired, you may, by hate, or else a belief, a strong belief in a national identity that really overrides any idea of fraternity or brotherhood. And in that case, you would find people saying, I'm proud of being a Christian, but, and that but is really stated, really, but the fact remains that if you say, if you commit yourself to Christianity, you should reveal, manifest at least, the basic teaching that you find in Christianity, which is, I admit, a beautiful teaching. And I don't reject that teaching, even if people may judge me for having retort my life, for having retort my beliefs. I do sometimes feel that I am misunderstood, or that my life, my new life, my new outlook on things is a joke, invalid, a sure road to damnation, or hell, to use the metaphor retro. But indeed, as I progress in my practice, I discover that kind of pride is really the negative kind of pride. For it's one thing to be proud of the good things, but it's another thing to put those good things as a reason to put everyone else in a lesser position than you are, as if you are master and the others around you are just unfortunate, which is a term used as well, to think of yourself as better than them because you hold the quote-unquote truth, then that's wrong. Because if what you believe or what you claim to believe is based on the idea of a universal humanity, you're actually contradicting yourself. So you can say that you're proud to be humble, because the simple fact of saying that you're proud, even if it's of being humble, is a contradiction in terms. I know I digressed a little bit, and I wanted to talk about humility as well. When I talk about humility, I think of another word which starts with H as well, humanity. So humility, I think, is recognizing that you're not different than other human beings, that you're ready to admit that you depend on their beings, that you depend on others to live this life. It's admitting to the fact that at the end of the day, you are like other human beings, and you get sick and you die, that sometime or another things will just stop from going on, that you find yourself at the time when you must say goodbye to your friends, your family, your possessions, and it may come slowly and you have time to think about your life and how you lived your life. But in reality, it could come at any moment. So in a way, humility is about that. Of course, both pride and humility have negative aspects if taken to extremes. A proud person who is doing good works with people who society considers less or less fortunate, such as people like me who are disabled, and sometimes society thinks that we are less fortunate because we are different physically, sensorily, or even intellectually. Then if you take pride in helping people and at the same time assume that since you're helping them, you're better than them, that is a kind of negative pride. To see others who you help not as equals, not as fellow human beings, but really as if they were instruments, they were tools, they were a means rather than an end. And I think this is really a tragedy, because what I learned from meditation and practice, the meditation practice I perform, I do on a daily basis is that if you think about the many things we have today in our lives, they are not going to be there forever. I think about the many people who make my life possible. People who I don't know, but who make sure that I get food, or that food comes into the country. And I realize that even who I am couldn't be possible if there weren't other people to help, other people to teach me language, to teach me values. People like my parents, my friends, who taught me what being a human means. And this is not a one-sided relationship. It's about coexistence, maybe. Because I'm sure that I have contributed, even without knowing, to other people. At least, I hope I did. And today, as I grow aware of the real commonality of human life, of seeing myself as part of a large human family, I know that before I was mistaken. I was running after things, objects, titles, and possessions, and I had really avoided dealing with my inner self, my inner being, really. And in this way we are created thanks to other people, thanks to the input of other people. And like others, a meditation on death and on our own impermanence should open up our minds to the vulnerability and fragility of human life, to the wonder of our lives indeed, that even if I am sure that there is life somewhere else in this vast universe, we have been born in a planet that can sustain life, that can sustain our beings, and sustain our bodies, really. And we should be humble enough to recognize that in relation to the universe, we are nothing. In relation to time, we are just a small amount of time. Even, I would say, an insignificant period of life. This is a life that, in relation to the age of the universe, is insignificant. I am only 21. The universe is billions and billions of years old. And I think the basic question is that we should be really grateful for all the things we have. And while I get angry, I don't always keep these things in mind and practice compassion and to try to be more understanding of others, of my friends, and even of my enemies. This is important, I think, to be aware of these things and to be grateful of what you have been given. And while I may sound as if I'm being too idealistic and too, and this is too much to do as a human being, and the famous phrase that I hear is, I am a human being, I am a sinner in the religious context. It seems that we are using it to justify our persistence in ignorance, in choosing to continue living our old lives and then expecting to be happy. And I am discovering that you can't buy happiness. You may have all the riches and luxuries money can get, but inner peace is something that you must work for. That isn't there for sale. And we've lost that, I believe, in much of modern society, in the West, but also in the rest of the world. The idea that life is a commodity, that life is something that could be improved or upgraded for money. But this is only an illusion and a temporary reality. This life will end. And while this may be sad or even negative for some, to me it fills me with hope. It fills me with a certain peace, because I know that if I'm going to die tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, in 1 year's time, and so on and so forth, I think it's important that the first thing I do in my practice right now is a life that improves on other people's lives, that provides them people with a sense of being the same feeling I have right now. And it's important to recognize that basic humanity, that basic and common vulnerability, because we may be on extreme sides of poverty and richness. But at the end of the day, and really at the end of our life, death will come. And this should make life ever so special. And in this way, although we cannot be proud to be humble, we should take pride in the fact that we have discovered that we are, at the end of the day, human beings. And when we are ready to look beyond our own differences and see each other as other human beings, as equals. I'm not saying seeing each other as the same, because we're not the same. But on a human level, we are the same. And I don't want to reduce our religions to a single idea, but from reading books and the latest book, which really left an impression on me, was written by the Dalai Lama, called Towards a Kingship of Faith. I conferred my inarticulated conviction as a child that the most important thing wasn't what you believed in or what you claimed to believe in, but it was the way you practiced it, the importance of being ready for others, to be a servant, not a slave, a servant to others. That true humility is not about torturing yourself or inflicting pain on yourself, at least that's not how I see it. It's not about putting yourself on the floor and leave, let people trample on you and use you to their own ends. It's about recognizing the dignity of others and ultimately to recognize your own dignity and to appreciate all that you have been given. Well, I hope I have given you food for thought, and of course, as usual, feel free to contact me now via email and through my social networks such as Facebook and Twitter. Thanks very much for listening, and until next time, this is Gordon.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word Boo in your mail.
You can listen to more Boos by Gordon on his Audio Boo channel at http://audioboo.fm/GordonGD. While you're there, also consider subscribing to receive new episodes as they are published. For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started.